This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1906. Create your own playful adjectives in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Did you know that native speakers invent their own adjectives when they want to be a little fun and less direct? Today, find out exactly how to do this in English and when you should use it and when to avoid it. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, what's shaking?
Hey, Lindsay, not too much. How are you?
I'm feeling great. What are we talking about today for our listeners?
Well, this is going to be a fun one. So recently we did an episode where we were talking about the expression your neck of the woods. I believe it was 1900. Guys, go listen to that one.
Yes.
And you said, I think it was because we were talking about like if you say I'm where you live or like
right. We were talking about, oh, I'm going to be in your neighborhood. And I said, that sounds a little stalkery.
Yeah. And then you were saying, and rightfully so, that would be great for a future episode. So I wanted to just snatch it up right away because why wait?
Oh, this is great. This is so native and natural. And I have a feeling our listeners have never learned this. This is not going to be taught in any textbook, guys. So listen in today. This is good stuff.
Absolutely. So, I mean, what does that mean to say something sounds stalkery?
Yeah. So what we're doing here is we're taking the word and then we're adding Y, which sounds like E. Right?
Right.
So we're saying stalkery. If you guys have the transcripts on the iOS or Android app, you'll see this. It means something is like a stalker or someone is like a stalker. Stalkery.
What is a stalker? Because I realized,
A stalker is, someone who, often men following women, to be honest, it's usually how it happens. Just someone, who crosses boundaries and in a creepy way, in a way that feels like dangerous to the woman, follows her and keeps an eye on her. And sometimes she has to get a restraining order in that case. Right. That kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. There's celebrity stalkers.
Okay.
Right? So that might be not a gender specific. It's not always men to women or women to men. It's just, if someone's it's usually obsessive and
obsessive.
And I mean, it's, sometimes we could do a whole episode on this word, but sometimes we use it more as a joke and sometimes it's serious.
It kind of makes me think a little bit of those, those tours you take in Hollywood, the Hollywood Hills tours. I feel a little weird sometimes. I've been on that tour once or twice because you're literally in a van. Luckily, you're visiting 25 different Hollywood stars' homes. So it's not just one person, which would be weird, but you're in a van sitting out there looking at the front of their house. It's weird. It's strange.
Right.
change, you know?
Right. It's true. It's true. So, anyway, but yeah, you could have just said, oh, that sounds like a stalker, or that sounds like something like a stalker, like a stalker would say, right? Yes. But you said stalkery. So why didn't you just say like, oh, that sounds like a stalker, right?
Oh, because it's more fun. It's fun. What we're using art, we're creating art here with our language, guys. You know, we're inventing a word. I mean, this is a word. I've heard people say it, but in that instance, I kind of invented it, right? A little bit. Yeah,
right,
we're having fun with language.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. So this is just a very common way to express yourself with some personality. And Lindsay, like you said, it's an art. But what does it convey if you do that E?
It conveys that I'm not afraid to break the rules, right? Because this is not really something you're going to find in a grammar textbook as a rule, guys, right? This is not like conventional English grammar. This is slang, urban dictionary type stuff, I guess.
Right.
It conveys that I've got a great noun. And instead of finding an adjective, a totally different word, I'm going to put a Y at the end because I want to use that noun to make it an adjective.
Right. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing. Yeah.
And it's fun. It made me laugh, I think, in the episode, right? It was kind of humorous that you said stalkery.
Yeah, it's fun. So I think it's fun because it's spontaneous. Like that couldn't have been in really a script. It was something personal to me that I came up with, right? That's fun.
Right. I love that. Okay, so guys, so the format is noun plus Y, right? So
stalker E.
Stalker
E. And be careful, because if you're seeing this in writing, you might think it's stalker I, because often the Y is, right? Isn't it? Yeah. Sometimes it could be, but it's E. So just be careful there, guys, right?
Right. So it really kind of changes it to an adjective, really. Yeah. We're going to talk more about this today. We're more of like this, like the idea of like a person or a thing into an adjective. Let's do nouns into adjectives now with E. So let's do some example.
Okay, here we go. Oh, wow. Look at you. You're so parent-y. So responsible.
Right? So you're just like being funny there. Parent-y, right?
Yeah. And again, it's fun because maybe you and I are like meeting for lunch and you have your two kids and all the stroller, all the things that you have as a mom, you know, now, right, Michelle? And there's no better word in that moment than just you're so parenty, right?
Right.
It's fun. Embracing you and just putting a word on it. Right. Yeah.
Right. It's fun. It's fun. Here's another one. She gives off very teachery vibes, so I'm not surprised she's a teacher.
There really are people like this, especially for teachers that teach younger kids. There's a certain like tone of voice that I'm often like, oh, I'm not surprised that person's a teacher, right? They just have a certain nature to them, playful, sweet. Yeah, yeah.
Right, exactly. All right, let's do, what's another one, Lindsay?
Okay, it was a good show. It was kind of High School musical-y, right? So I'm saying, well, let me say that again. It was a good show. It was kind of High School musical-y. Interesting. That one, musical-y. Again, spontaneous. You can put this on the end of any noun, literally. Right. There's no rules here.
Right.
Yeah. So
so it's just like it's like saying maybe, oh, like, it was good, but maybe it was like, I mean, High School musicals can be very good.
Oh, okay. So, I didn't know if you were referring to a particular movie.
Then there's High School. Yes, there is High School musical, right?
Okay. Good.
I don't know. Well, either one.
That could work too, right? So if I was saying this seemed like that movie, like it reminded me of that movie, I could say it was very High School musical-y.
right. That's tough to say. Yeah, I wrote that.
It's hard to say. Yeah.
We talked about parenty and then teachery, you know, so we kind of went through these. Sometimes we use this to clue at something else, but not exactly say it, to hint at something else. That's what I should say. Right. Mm. Like, oh, like, you know, oh, it's very High School musical-y. Right. Like maybe you have this feeling like that. I mean, it's funny. I was in High School musical, so. But like, you know, just I don't know, maybe that's a way to say it's like very maybe a little amateur, you know, like right. something like that. I feel bad insulting High School Musical.
Yeah, no, no. Like, for example, I'm thinking about banana bread because I bought this great loaf of bread at Whole Foods last week. It's so good. It's got dates and nuts in it. But maybe someone invites you to their house. They're so excited. They made their signature banana bread. But let's say, you know, they put too many bananas in their banana bread. And you go and say, oh, it's good. It's really banana-y, right?
That's a perfect example.
Right. So, you know, it doesn't mean you're trying to offend them or even tell them that there's too many bananas. You're just saying there's a lot of bananas in here. And maybe they're trying to do it that way. I mean, that sounds pretty good to me, but.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
All right, I love it. So what else, Michelle? This is fun. This is so fun.
I mean, you can also say like something is like alcohol-y, right? Like to be honest, I don't love the taste of alcohol, right?
So I
might say like, if I'm ordering a drink, I have in the past said something like, oh, does it taste very like alcohol-y?
That would be a common one that I'm sure bartenders get a lot, right? Don't you think?
Right.
I would think
so. Like, it's just like more fun, kind of cutesy than saying like, oh, does it have a strong alcohol taste? Right.
Like what's the alcohol content or what's the proportion of rum to this, to that?
Very alcohol-y.
I wonder if there would ever be a time, Michelle, that it would sound weird to add E. I mean, I think the musical-y was hard to say. I would say that. Like the High School Musical. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So even though that was my example, sorry. But like but it's true. It was kind of hard to say. I think sometimes if you have like a word that already ends with E, it might be a little awkward.
Oh gosh.
Right?
Yes.
Like, he's very attorney E. Like that's
right. Right, that's, right.
Or, no, or like he's very secretary-y.
Even though I have heard people do this and I've done it, it's just hard to say.
It's
you
harder.
Have to make sure the person knows exactly what you're saying and what you're going for, right?
Right.
So I would agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, let's do a role play with another one.
All right, here we go. So, well, here we're talking about people that we met at a party. So here we go. Oh, Pete was really nice.
Really? I thought he was a little librarian-y.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know, Lindsay. I don't know. Maybe a little dry.
Well, my mom is a librarian.
Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. <That's a>
But librarians are cool now, right? It's cool.
That's kind true.
Of nerdy. Nerds are cool. I mean, things have changed, Michelle. Things have changed.
Exactly. So I shouldn't make fun of that.
So you said... I said Pete was really nice, and you said, really? I thought he was a little librarian-y, right?
Yeah.
Librarian-y, yeah.
Right, yeah. So I'm hinting here, like I didn't want to say what I thought, but then you went for it because you're like, well, what do you mean? Like, what's that? So I was kind of then like, oh, I don't know. Like, I was hoping you would, like, you did understand what I was saying, and that's why you kind of got a little defensive, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what you're doing here is you're kind of trying to mask what you really think, which is maybe you think he's kind of boring or like kind of quiet or just not dynamic or something, right? So you're kind of using this E word to have fun and describe something that you don't want to say directly.
Exactly. I'm hinting at something, but you picked right up on it and you did not like it.
Michelle.
You are. And I mean, I wanted to do that example not to insult librarians. Guys, librarians are very cool and very important. But I wanted to do that to show you that, like, sometimes this can be, like, used to stereotype. And so in that kind of context, you do want to be careful because then you can end up putting your foot in your mouth, which what does that mean, Lindsay?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Do really regret what you've just said, because then my mom's a librarian, right? It turns out, right? So, you have to be careful what you say and how you kind of can, yeah. So be careful with this. Have fun with it, but just be careful. Be careful.
Right. Don't say anything hurtful. If you, yeah. Right. Exactly. Like, so here, that was kind of like offensive things to say about librarians that I don't believe in real life, but just for the example. But yeah. And you caught me. And then I realized, like, oh no.
Yeah.
I should
not
have said that.
I love it. So good. I think this is a great episode. It's how you guys can be creative with your language and not have to say the straightforward words that I think as human beings, for some reason, we just don't want to say because they don't help connection, right?
That's true. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, this was fun. This was a great idea, Lindsay. I'm glad that like you, that you said stalkery in the other episode. But yeah, guys, try this out. I mean, this is one to have fun with, to be playful with. We gave you some like actual, you know, like real concrete examples that you can use, right? That like, you know, try going to, if you're old enough and you are ordering a drink and, you know, ask, hey, oh, is it very alcoholy, right? Like that's like
totally normal.
That you can definitely use.
Yes.
You know, and then other ones, you know, try and see how this could like kind of apply to the conversations you have instead of saying, oh, does this have a lot of alcohol in it, right? Just like different examples of, you know, try and think it over in your head of like, is there a moment when I could try this out? What would I do?
I love that idea. And also now that you guys know that native speakers create this weird way of inventing words, you're going to hear this. And whereas before listening to today's episode, you may have just totally misunderstood what they were saying or just gotten lost and a little bit distressed. Now you're going to get it. And you're going to, I know what you're doing, right? You're making up a fun little adjective.
Right. So keep your ears open for that one. And, you know, also I'm really curious, you know, let us know, is there something similar in your first language or another language that you speak where this kind of these playful things kind of happen where you hint at something by making up a word, right?
Yes. I'm having a lot of fun right now, Michelle, prepping for my trip to Argentina. We are recording this in advance, but I'm going to Argentina in a week and a half and I'm learning the Argentine slang, right? It is so fun. And just the rhythm, the tone of voice, the accent is so unique and beautiful. I'm super excited. So I'll come back with some stories for sure.
That's great. Can't wait. All right, Lindsay. Well, thanks for this idea.
All right, thanks for hanging out, Michelle. I'll talk to you very soon. Have a good one. Right. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.